All right, real estaters, week 19.
Damn, that's gone by fast.
Yeah. Dude, weeks just fly by now.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. Just a couple quick announcements. Shameless self-plug. Trinity Junction's playing at the Firehouse Gastro Park in Grand Prairie on Saturday, May 11th. Downbeat, 7:30. If you're at NAOP and you want more, we'll be playing probably about two and a half hours. So
take your missus out before Mother's Day.
Next day's Mother's Day. Next day's Mother's Day. Mother's Day, don't forget. And then also we are having our Matador annual investor meeting May 15th at Hall Park in Frisco. If anybody's interested in going, reach out to us, reach out to Isabella, and we'll get you on the list. If you want to know more things about Matador. So let's get into the economic calendar. Initial jobless claims. 210 is the forecast. Last week it was 207. And the Fed is speaking on Wednesday about interest rates. Don't think he's cutting.
I don't think there's going to be any movement with interest rates for 18 months at least.
You're saying 18. 18 months. You heard it here first, folks.
18 months. The rest of this year and then all of 2025.
Man, the gears are going to lock up. Stuff kind of breaks when the Treasury gets over 4.5.
Yeah, it's breaking.
And it's kind of breaking.
Excuse my language, but shit don't work after 5%.
Yeah. It will not work.
I'm not sure if we're going to get that high, but I think 18 months, no movement.
Inflation isn't stopping though. Like I'm going to Miami on Thursday. I'm going to report back and I'm going to probably tell you that there's nothing stopping.
Dude, inflation. I was at Hudson House on Friday. No, what day was it? Saturday. I went there. Thursday. I went there with my mom. She was in town. Banging. I mean, full.
Yeah.
You don't see it.
Not at all.
Yeah. I don't think it's, because you know what's going to happen? You got politics. And politics is going to do its thing for the rest of this year. No one's going to do anything. And then next year, some new dude's going to be in office, or it's going to be Biden again. And it's just going to be no movement because they want good reviews.
Right. Sorry. The we played a show on Saturday also down in downtown in the West End, and then me and Tammany scooted over to Angry Dog to get dinner in Deep Ellum. And dude, downtown Dallas was packed.
Really,
like the Statler and the Adolphus. Yeah. I mean, just car packed with people. Like we were driving by it, Deep Ellum was packed.
Yeah,
like people are out spending money. Yeah, so
there you go.
So, U.S. debt clipped off another $19 billion last week. So, we're kind of at a steady $19 billion pace. So, but we will continue to track this. And like I told you earlier, me and Jeff were talking this weekend. And he's like, man, you ought to like relate that to GDP. So, I need to figure out a way to back into like, how do we dilute our GDP every week? You know?
I wonder if... these politicians feel the same way about that as like us accruing pref on a deal. Like, cause like when we have something that's like in the value, there's a lot of urgency in the office. Like we got to get out of this hole.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have, I don't think they carry that same anxiety.
It's not their money. They just,
God, dude,
you know,
freaking sick.
Imagine if people had accountability, what would happen? What would happen, Will? Okay. U.S. indices. The Dow was up a little last week to close out at 38,239, so up about 300 points. Really, S&P was up about another 150 points. Close out 51,13. The Nasdaq gained about 500 points to close at 15,927. West Texas crude $83.85 a barrel. $83.85 a barrel.
It's going up.
5-year treasury closed out at 4.69. The 10-year treasury closed out at 4.669. SOFR remains unchanged. So let's look at the real estate stocks. Oh, they're up today. Charging. The 1 week performance real estate services are up. All right. So people think these brokerages are going to make some more commissions. Real Estate Diversified was in second last week, and REIT Healthcare was in third. At the bottom was REIT Hotel and Motel. But Real Estate Services is up 5.4% last week. So I'm going to make our intern do some deep dives into these publicly traded REIT stocks.
Do it.
So we'll have more granular details.
Well, I think the services, everything's going to kind of regulate out.
Yeah, but if interest rates stay flat, man, they don't make commissions on investment sales. That's where that big money for these guys. I mean, like Marcus and Millichap.
That's all they do.
Yeah. You know?
But if the market regulates out and everything recalibrates,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
It'll take a while, but.
All right. Well.
If the cap rate doesn't have a 7 in front of it, it ain't moving.
No.
If it's not triple net, single tenant net lease,
mm-hmm.
or good class A industrial, I don't think it moves.
So I'm not going to announce this week on who it is, but we did have our first proposition to sponsor the term of the week by a bank. So,
nice.
I got to get the details worked out, but anybody wants to sponsor anything on here,
you let us know.
Yeah, we're ready. So, but anyways,
you want it?
Wilbur's going to give us the term of the week this week.
I'm going to laugh.
Of course you are. This is the funniest part of the show.
The term of the week is touch grass.
Touch grass. Touch grass. I haven't heard this one.
Have you?
No, I have not. I haven't heard this one.
Okay, and I said, what's this mean? More or less, let's get offline and snap back to reality. Get more in tune with the real world.
Is this someone send this to you?
Yes.
Oh, man. Someone working a deal said, let's touch grass.
Let's touch grass.
Let's just have our feet touch the grass and just really feel this one out. Get back to it.
Get grounded. That's probably what that means.
There you go. Get grounded. Let's touch grass.
Let's touch grass.
Classic.
Who says these things?
Oh, man. Oh, that's funny.
It's good.
Well, there you go. Term of the week, real estaters. If you want to just bring it back, to ground it back, just go touch some grass.
When that was sent to me, I was like, are they talking about something else? But no, let's just get grounded.
All right. So Tides.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Tides original investors are going to most likely be wiped out by a preferred equity deal.
Terrible.
I mean, okay, so I wasn't too familiar with these guys. You and Dylan were, though, but apparently they just ran up the shot clock ran up the scoreboard when money was cheap.
I forget what this stat was. I think Dylan, I saw this. It was either they closed a deal every 10 days, I think in 22 or 21. I can't remember.
Golly, now they're just sucking wind, huh?
I guess. Oh, these are big deals, too. They're like 200 units, 200 apartments. They're multifamily people.
So Tides, working with AMC Investments, pooled together $277 million from limited partners in 2021 and 2022 to buy 28 properties across Nevada, Arizona, and Texas. Now, if Tides hits its $69 million preferred equity goal, 88% of the original equity will be wiped out. According to the marketing documents obtained by the real deal, just $30 million will be returned to the original limited partners. On some deals, investors may see nothing. So you might be not in all the deals. And if you're not in that deal that does get part of the money back, you might be in the one that gets no money back.
No one's in the money except the pref spot.
The pref guys are going to come in, save the day.
Maybe, though.
Maybe.
Sounds high risk.
I don't, you know, my thing is they're still the operator, right?
Yeah.
So like.
You still got poo on the sheets. You didn't wash it.
Yeah. Really. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell you this. I saw something on LinkedIn or maybe it was Twitter. I don't remember. But somebody from Marcus and Millichap somewhere in the Midwest was put their just closed deals.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, every multifamily deal had a 7 on it. Now, granted, it didn't look like it was like nice stuff, but like 40, it was all 50 units plus.
Yeah.
So bigger.
Yeah.
It was everything was a 7 cap and above.
Yeah, I don't. You're, man,
that sucks.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I mean, like, I don't know these guys' background. I don't know how seasoned they were, but you know, maybe they just had a good capital raiser. I don't know. So, but yeah. Well, good luck to the pref equity provider on that one. I don't think I'd want to do that. I don't think I want to touch apartments right now. Like,
give me a Mickey D's, baby.
Yeah. I saw the new Mickey D's concept the other day. I thought it was slick.
I haven't seen it.
Liked it.
Looks hot.
Okay. Wilkes Development tees up a massive master plan development in Frisco. Man, the traffic on from Prosper to here now is just like, and it's going to get so much worse.
Oh, yes.
Says the, okay, let's see, suburban Dallas boom towns. Okay, so the PGA of America is blessed Frisco.
Yes.
Now everyone wants in on the development action. The suburb Dallas boom town's latest development will be a 242-acre mixed-use project from Fort Worth based Wilkes Development in Frisco EDC. Firefly Park will be located on the intersection of US 380 and Dallas North Tollway, just down the road from the $520 million Omni PGA Frisco Resort and PGA headquarters. Let's see. There's the Firefly Park is part of the. Ooh, I'm gonna save what this is gonna say because we're gonna make it a term of the week.
Oh yeah,
week.
Don't read it. Don't read it.
This is accelerating development in North Frisco. It'll have 3 million square feet of office.
Godly. Who blessed that shit?
Like, what the fuck? I think the only person that can do brand new office in Frisco is Jerry Jones, because Jerry always wins.
Yeah.
3 million feet of office, dude.
Where
400,000 square feet of retail, 1,200 hotel rooms, 230 townhomes, 1,970 residential units, and a 45-acre park.
Where's the absorption data for the office?
It doesn't exist, Will.
Like, well, these people are moving here. They need an office somewhere.
Yeah, but the people that live up there are the people that remote work.
I know.
Like, yeah. They need to build, like, these, like, the Caddo offices. Yes, those kind of things
those
work.
Those guys crush. Yeah, that's smart.
Anyways, well, maybe we move there. Be closer for me.
Joey, Justin, Dylan.
Sorry.
Bella, don't listen to this one.
We were coming down the toll road on Saturday, and it was just
it's too much.
It was like at 2:00, and it was packed. I told a deal, I said, dog, we have to get a helicopter.
Yeah.
We're going to need a helicopter at some point. So
I'm not going to fly in that death kit.
No, I'm not going to do that either, but. Okay. So as these guys are going to add 3 million square feet of office.
Cheap rent.
Microsoft is shedding office leases to save $1.5 billion a year in rents. Let's see. Microsoft is getting rid of millions of square feet of offices and saving $1.5 billion in rent. It's shedding unneeded office. Let's see. Its annual lease payments could drop by $1.5 billion by 2028. Their total operating lease liability next year is $3.6 billion. In 2028, Microsoft will have vacated its Bellevue offices, and the company expects to pay $2.1 billion. That's a 41.7% drop from what it expects to pay next year. Hmm. Let's see. Their office cost is shifting from their real estate cost is shifting from office to more data centers and R&D centers.
That makes sense.
But I mean, there you go.
Crazy.
3 million feet.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of office,
that's like,
dude.
What's the equivalent of that in industrial? 20?
I guess. I don't 30? Know.
A lot.
I don't know.
I feel like when I was at Holt, I can't remember. Maybe Jim Bright. Somebody said like, 1 million feet of office is equal to 5 million feet of industrial. I feel like, or maybe it's like something like that.
You probably just know. Do the math on CoStar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we went off of management fees, like we as a revenue.
I guess you just look at it like, okay, there's 1.2 billion feet of industrial and there's like 36 million under construction right now.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know, man. Good luck to you. But you got guys like this. Here's the thing I keep saying that no one ever says about office. 10-year leases were signed before COVID, multiple floor plate deals. Mm-hmm. Those leases will not be renewed at the same amount of floor plates when they come up.
No.
So office doesn't fully take a dump until 2031.
Ish, yeah.
So.
You'll probably start seeing it in 2028. Because like, people get ahead of it. Like,
yeah.
A year and a half out, year out. Yeah, 28, 29, you'll start.
Mm-hmm.
But the data will manifest.
Yeah. So anyways. Well, you got anything?
Yeah, lots. Same kind of riffing off of you. Let's talk more multi up in Frisco. The Hetty Group released something on, this was on Sunday.
Next door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hasn't hit CoStar, but I guess it's hitting CoStar now. So I'm helping you out here. They have a multifamily site in Frisco. It's believed to be the only multifamily zone site in Frisco along the DNT in a mixed-use development, five acres of Central Park, and it's called Railhead Park.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So you've got a multi-site. So if you're a developer and you want to go build in Frisco, go call Sayers Hetty.
Yeah.
From Hetty Group, Hetty Investments.
It's our next-door neighbor.
Yeah, so that's hot. And then hot off the press, looks like my old employer, Liberty Mutual, is their big office building. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out what to do with that. That's in the CoStar News. I was the first team that moved in there, 1.1 million feet back in the day. And
they don't need it all now.
No.
But these guys are adding 3 million feet. Like, yeah,
right there.
3 miles north.
Yeah, they subleased 100,000. Well, they own it, Liberty Mutual. They leased like 100,000 feet to Vanguard, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And they got another 400,000 feet out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on right now. Beautiful building. If you can tour it, go in there. It's really state of the art.
Maybe we can move there.
It's sexy. It's so nice. We had a Starbucks on the 7th or 9th floor.
Awesome.
In there. It was pretty cool. And then looks like Universal gave up their timeline on what they're doing on the DNT too. So
I will never be able to leave Prosper.
No, man.
Like it'll be an hour to get to the toll road.
So the city of Frisco is chipping in on the project. $12 million of economic incentives coming from the city in its economic development arm. For Universal to receive the incentives, they must spend at least $550 million in the construction of the project and be open by June 30th, 2026. So coming soon.
Damn.
To a suburban near you.
That's 2 years from now.
Yeah.
That's essentially 2 years from now. You got
to
be open.
Yeah. Theme park is expected to be completed by mid-May 2026. Gensler is the project architect.
Wow.
It's catering to young children, will be smaller than its Orlando theme park. Dude, it's going to be a total, it's going to be a mess.
You're going to live there. You and your whole crew.
Yeah, probably.
So it's funny, me and Tammy were talking. I was like, with all this traffic, you know, we used to always joke. We'd be like, oh, we'll get a condo in downtown Dallas because I'll go work down there a couple days, like when we get older or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that might just be at Legacy West now.
Might be. Might be.
So
Dylan and I have a goal to pull you to Preston Center though.
Oh, y'all want to go there?
Well, we were just looking at it. Like for everyone except you and Angie, it makes kind of like that's a very like center point. But but it's bad. The traffic's terrible.
It's terrible.
I mean, I tried to go there the other day for coffee and it was 22 minutes. And I'm right off of Northwest Highway.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this
I could be convinced of that too, though.
If north of 121 and DNT, slugfest. Get your boxing gloves out for traffic. It's going to be rough.
Maybe we have two offices.
I don't know. It's going to be hard to recruit and retain talent because of all the congestion.
Yeah.
It's going to become like Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. If you live in Orange County, you got to leave at 4:45 in the morning to get to LA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We'll see. Well, what else?
Tomorrow's problems. Nothing. That's it.
Cool. You're traveling this week?
Yeah. If you're in Houston, you got something for me to look at. I'll be there in San Antonio too, or anywhere in between. I'll be mobile Tuesday, probably through Friday morning.
If you're in Miami and want to give us money, I'll be there and I'll take some time to meet with you.
Yes.
Yes. So, all right. Well, go get them, real estaters.
See ya.
See ya.